A special episode of BulaNetwork.com. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here at BulaNetwork.com. Last night, there was a special edition of, was it Nightline? Must have been Nightline. Diane Sawyer, is she with ABC? I don't know. It was one of those, and it was Diane Sawyer, and she was on the rough side of Chicago, and it was a special about the violence in that particular area of the city. And they invited gang members to come and gather at a church and kind of have a bit of a town meeting. 38 people showed up. And they began to have a discussion. The story started out interviewing, you know, some small kids, 10, 11-year-olds. One young boy, his grandmother had been shot. She was just standing outside. She wasn't the intended target. Another young man, his older brother was killed going to the store to get a can of soda. Just random violence characterizes the lives of these little kids. And the sad reality was they can't go outside. They can't play. Bars on the windows, bars across the doors, padlocks. But, you know, those don't stop bullets going through walls and through doors. At some point, one of the, a 20-year-old gang member sitting on the stoop says that, you know, there wasn't a lot of love in his home. He really was just looking for acceptance. He just really wanted to be somebody to somebody. And he looks into the camera, and at some point he says words to the effect, you know, we need somebody to help us be better. Can't you just help us be better? Yeah, it stayed with me. It stayed with me off and on through the night. And and without sounding self-serving, and I don't mean it to, but I thought, you know, there it is. I mean, there's the whole thing. I took some heat some years ago when I kind of developed the tagline, helping people in the art of being remarkable. And there were people that, not many, but you know, everybody, it doesn't matter what you do. You could be on a mission to feed the world. You could be on a mission to give the world clean water, and you're going to have people that are going to throw you under the bus for it. So it didn't bother me. It puzzled me for sure. Won't somebody just help us be better? There's two notions to this that I want to talk about, and I'm going to try to keep this brief today. The two notions of that sentiment are this. One, don't we desperately need to help each other? Isn't there some intrinsic value in not only knowing that somebody cares enough to give us help and knowing that there's something of value that maybe we can offer to help somebody else? I mean, it is a two-way street. The 20-year-old hoodlum on the stoop who utters this phrase, if somebody can help this young man, don't you suppose that there are 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 14-year-olds that he can help, oh, I guarantee it, much more effectively than somebody like I could. So simultaneously, we can be helped and we can be helpful. So there's that notion, which makes this all just, you know, tremendously powerful, I think, because you know what that means. That means that there is a place for him. It means there's a place for you. It means there's a place for me. It means that, okay, if he's not getting acceptance and love at home, and that's an awful thing, but you realize he's looking for the same thing you're looking for. He's looking for the same thing I'm looking for. He's looking for significance. He's looking for meaning. He's looking to find out, where do I fit? Helping each other. Can't somebody just help us be better? The second thing is the personal responsibility, the personal accountability. And the personal responsibility and the personal accountability, I don't mean from the vantage point that there you sit on the stoop, young 20-year-old hoodlum. You do something about it. Man up. Be better. What do you mean, can't somebody help you be better? You just need to make up your mind to be better. The problem is, this young man doesn't have the opportunity, doesn't have the circumstances, doesn't have the environment, does not have the skill set to be better. Yes, personal accountability. But let's turn that on its head and talk about personal responsibility and personal accountability to be the one that gives the help. So if someone knows this young man and they have the ability to help and they don't, what's their responsibility? Who's holding them accountable? If you have the ability to help somebody and you don't do it, what good are you? I would direct you to what we typically call the Good Samaritan. If you haven't read that story in the scripture, I don't care if you're faith-based or not, just Google it. Read the story of the Good Samaritan. And there's a story of personal accountability. There's a story of personal responsibility. I don't know about you, but man, doesn't it just break your heart when you look into the face of a 10-year-old or a 20-year-old? And the 10-year-old is showing off the bars on the window and the bars across the doors and the padlock. And he says, I just want to go out and play. But I can't. And I can't go out and play, not because I don't have friends. I just can't go out and play because it's not safe. High school kids who are gang members talk about being scared as they walk to school and as they come home. All of these young people expressed fear that every day might be their last. And over, the sentiment was expressed, you can either be the predator or you can be the prey. And that's the cycle that many people are trying to see if they can't figure out a way to break that vicious cycle and stop this madness and stop this insanity. So today's message, short to the point. We just need somebody to help us be better. And I'm going to leave you with the question today, who is it that you can help be better? Find them. Get busy. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is BulaNetwork.com. This is the Yellow Studio.